Hello, this is Elizabeth Hawksbergen here to remind you that every child has a beautiful brain. And I'm really excited because today I get to share with you about EduNurture. EduNurture. Yes, that's exactly what I meant to say. I'm going to spell it for you. Capital E-D-U, capital N-U-R-T-U-R-E. So where did this term come from? Well, it was probably about 18 years ago. I was working on some marketing for a company, Apples of Gold, and my daughter, who's now grown with four children of her own, well, she was working part-time as an assistant at the office. And I was telling her, hey, I've come up with a new word, and I want to use it in some marketing I'm doing. And so I told her the word is EduNurture. You know, the EDU will be the educational part, and the nurture will be, well, that's the main thing, the whole fact that we understand we have to reach a child's heart and nurture their heart in order to really activate and maximize brain development. And she looked at me as a typical teenager would and said, Mom, that's a made-up word. You cannot make up words. And I looked at her as a former high school English teacher and I said, why not? I'm a philologist. I love words and I want to make up one of my own. Well, one day she and I are working together at the office and she said, hey, Mom, you know that EduNurture word we use at Apples of Gold a lot? I said, yes. She goes, we really need to trademark that. And I looked at her and I said, what? Do you remember, Gabrielle, that you used to tell me that it was a made-up word and I shouldn't be using it in any of our materials? So we both had a good laugh about that. But in all sincerity, that's my heart. And that is what I've truly come to understand over my years as a teacher, principal, dyslexia therapist, educational psychologist, presenter, working with lots and lots of children, all things which I've loved doing. What I've really learned is that everything has to start with the child's heart. If you don't reach their heart, you will not help them maximize their authentic potential. So EduNurture is just a quick, simple term that sums up really my philosophy in education, and that is every child's brain is beautiful, but you have to take the time to connect with their heart if you're going to get them to be comfortable and feel safe and really embrace the learning opportunities that are all around them. Because let's face it, there are learning opportunities when we go to the store to buy groceries. There are learning opportunities when we're driving somewhere or when we're in class or when we're going over some list of responsibilities. Our life is permeated with constant potential for learning. But if a child's heart is shut down, scarred, discouraged, tired, or any number of other things, it's harder for them to learn. And there's some biology that backs this. Really, it has to do with brain chemistry. You see, if a child is afraid or frightened or anxious or worried or if they've been traumatized, their brain can have more difficulty releasing the positive chemicals necessary for learning. And at the same time, if they go into a fight or flight mode, the brain also releases inhibitors or chemical inhibitors that makes it harder to think and to process and to respond. Have you ever heard the term, or maybe you've used it yourself, I got into the test and I just froze, I couldn't remember anything? Well, there's actually biology that's going on there. If you go into a testing situation in your heart, you feel nervous, you feel unsure of yourself, or maybe you've had bad testing experiences in the past and you just kind of freeze. Well, on a neurochemical level, your brain is shutting down to protect you. And the way we can go about helping children and young people to undo this is through EduNurture. I am a firm believer that whether you're teaching first graders or whether you're teaching chemistry to 11th graders, nurture should be at the helm of every interaction. Am I saying let your students get away with things? No. Am I saying let your children at home just do as they please? No. But I am saying that the student or the children in your home you're working with should know that you see value in them, you see potential in them, and that you care about them, and that you are excited about their potential. Yes, it works at the high school level too. How do I know? Well, I used to be a junior high and high school teacher. In fact, I taught literature, Spanish, and mathematics. Quite a combination. Now, don't quiz me on the Spanish because I have in my older age forgotten much of that. But even with older students, you can call them to account and require tough things of them. as long as you demonstrate to them that you care about them. I remember one time years ago when I was a high school teacher out in the Seattle, Washington area. I worked at a very large private school, and I was a homeroom teacher of 11th graders. And then during the day, I taught literature and mathematics primarily. Well, one day the headmaster came by to visit before school started, and I was sharing with him that my windows were stuck. We were in a modular building because the school had grown so very quickly. And I couldn't get the windows to budge. I'm not very tall. And so I asked the administrator if he could help me or send someone to help me fix the windows. And I remember he looked at me, and then he looked at the student standing next to us, who was an 11th grade boy who was about 6'2". And the administrator said, well, can't so-and-so help you? And he looked at the administrator and broke out into a loud laugh and said, oh, Mrs., and he called me my name, I'm afraid of her. And he laughed. His point was, well, she runs a tight ship, but we also like her a lot. I'm not sure why I didn't ask the boy to help me fix the windows, but nevertheless, they helped us fix the windows and we were good to go. So back to edunurture. Edunurture is when we as a parent or an educator or an administrator, we put the filter before us that there's value and beauty and promise in every child or teenager or young person we serve. And when we have this mental perspective, even when children are demanding and difficult and struggle, we can keep foremost in our hearts that I see the potential and the value in that child, and I'm going to convey to that child that they have potential and that they're capable and that I desire to partner with them to help him or her be successful in school and in life. Now, of course, when children have gone through great trauma in early years or even in middle years, that does make it more difficult to reach their heart because they tend to be more hardened and resistive. However, consistent demonstration of genuine care and concern and showing up in that child's life will often get them to soften and be receptive to you speaking into their lives. Also, children who have learning disabilities or attentional disabilities or some of both, they will often struggle a lot more in the learning environment, and they will require greater edunurture for a couple of reasons. They're tired, learning is difficult, and perhaps more importantly, they don't believe in themselves. They need you to be their number one cheerleader, to let them know, you know, I see that your brain's not too excited about doing pre-algebra. However, I notice that you're very good at organizing this or at keeping things straight in this class, or you're great on the basketball court. Whatever it might be, the student needs to hear you articulate to him or her, I see your strengths, I know you're struggling, and I'm going to help you overcome. If you will work with me, we will partner together, and you are going to get to the other side. Now, of course, it's not always that easy. Some children have been through trauma and great disappointment in life for many years, maybe because of circumstances. Maybe they're in the foster care system. Maybe they've had traumatic things in their family. Maybe they have just significant learning disabilities, and they tend to struggle a great deal more. But once again, if you apply the antidote of edunurture, wherein your goal is to help them grow and learn and gain more skills and competencies. However, you accomplish this through the lens, through the matrix of edunurture. So once again, seeing a child's value or a teenager's value, communicating that you see that value, communicating the potential you see, and even if you only see two strengths, and even if one of the strengths is just as simple as you have very neat handwriting, or you organize material on your page well, or I notice that you're always on time to class and that you listen well, you can certainly find two or three positive things about a student. Communicate that with them in a private setting, and then constantly be their encourager as much as possible. And while you're doing this, remember, edunurture is communicated to students through eye contact, through body language, and through your tone. The tone in which you communicate with your children or your students will convey love and patience and kindness. With standards, yes, but it will convey that you care, or it will convey that you're disconnected, or in some cases, that you really don't care. Is it possible that there are parents and teachers out there who convey that they don't care? Well, sure, life's difficult and adults get burned out too. But if we want to connect with our learners' hearts, we must follow the path of edu-nurture, and we must be faithful with it and resilient. We must not stop. In other words, we have to pursue our students' hearts in order to help them tap into their authentic potential. Let's be honest. Parenting is not for the faint of heart. Teaching is not for the faint of heart. Working as an administrator and leading others in education, definitely not for the faint of heart. But we must not grow weary in providing edu-nurture. Maybe you can think of a teacher you experienced somewhere in your journey, or maybe you know someone, or maybe you know a parent who's struggling to provide nurture to their children or to their students. That's the type of example we don't want to follow because it's damaging. It's damaging to our children's self-esteem, to their motivation, to their personal drive and desire to overcome. Edu-nurture is a parent's best friend. Edu-nurture is a teacher's magic formula. When the children or the teenagers know that you care deeply about them and their potential and that you see great promise in them, they will weather the storm and you'll be surprised at how much they can overcome and be successful with you at their side.